Today, the U.S. and its allies initiated an international investigation into human rights abuses in Belarus. For years, Belarus's government has been imprisoning anyone seen as a threat. It's also become increasingly reliant on Russia and supports Russia's war in Ukraine. Nick Schifrin speaks to the head of Belarus's opposition as the government cracks down on its critics.
This is the rough reality for Belarusian journalists and government critics. Last week, a former photojournalist walked out of his apartment. Government agents who'd been tracking him followed and wrestled him to the ground. His supposed crime, investigative journalism. In another incident earlier this month, police detained a disabled man who had to be hospitalized. Human rights groups say the government now holds more than 1,000 political prisoners. Nobel laureate Ales Bialyatsky got 10 years for, quote, actions grossly violating the public order.
Repressions in our country are intensified. On average, about 17 people are being detained every day. Lawyers, journalists, activists, people are given years and years in prisons for challenging the regime and they're opposing the war in Ukraine.
No one symbolizes Belarus's hope for democracy better than Svetlana Tikhanovskaya. She's a former English teacher and full-time mom who ran for president after her husband, Sergei Tikhanovsky, was arrested as he began his campaign for president in 2020. Tikhanovskaya was allowed to run herself, and the opposition says she defeated strongman Alexander Lukashenko. He's led the country for 30 years and claimed he won 80% of the 2020 election that the international community called stolen. After the country erupted in unprecedented protests. But Lukashenko and his Russian allies responded with force, widespread torture, and arrests. Today, leading opposition figures remain detained, and others, including Tikhanovskaya, live in exile. This month, she was sentenced in absentia to 15 years in prison.
We ask to initiate the international proceeding against Lukashenko as a criminal. We ask to recognize his regime as a terrorist for his crimes against humanity and crimes of aggression against Ukraine. Those people who committed crimes against Belarusians, prosecutors, judges, members of pocket parliament of Lukashenko, propagandists, should be set on sanctions for them to understand that there will be no impunity for them. And of course, no lifting sanctions should take place, even to exchange them for political prisoners, because our people don't want to be bargaining chips.
Some 10% plus of the country came out and protested in 2020. If that didn't achieve a new government in Belarus, what can?
Urgent measures have to be taken now to inspire people. When people in Belarus see that they are not abandoned, that they are not overlooked and forgotten, it gives them energy, you know, to continue the fight. So more decisive actions, more decisive declarations will help our people to continue the resistance and win, finally.
And does winning mean a color revolution? Does it mean regime change?
Of course, our main task is new free and fair elections in our country and give people opportunity to vote freely and securely.
Last year, Russian troops used Belarus to invade northern Ukraine. Pro-Ukrainians in Belarus, known as partisans, have resisted the government's support for the war and even used a drone to attack this Russian surveillance plane outside the capital, Minsk.
The beginning of the war, they disrupted railways to slow down delivering of Russian equipment to Russian army to attack Ukraine. And this blow up of plane is also part of peaceful resistance because our partisans are damaging aircraft that could potentially kill a lot of Ukrainians.
But Lukashenko is increasingly dependent on Russian President Vladimir Putin, despite some awkward exchanges.
Dear Alexander Grigorievich, thank you for agreeing to come.
As if I could not have come.
Well, we are all busy people.
Look, Lukashenko is a full accomplice to Putin, and Lukashenko fulfills all the orders of Putin. There is no task, you know, to split Putin and Lukashenko. the independence of our country is at the stake, and this is Lukashenko who is selling this independence to Putin. So I ask our partners not to make any deals with Lukashenko, not to try like save him. We ask him to save Belarus from Lukashenko.
There are many Belarusians in exile. There are also many Russians in exile. Is there a way for Belarusian and Russians in exile to work together to create a more democratic region?
We can communicate with the Russian opposition. We can share maybe some initiatives, but at the moment we have like different paths. As I said, we have different contexts and maybe different methods of fighting this.
Tikhanovskaya herself vows to keep fighting, but also maintains an earlier promise to step aside if the country ever becomes a democracy.
People in Belarus are united not around one person, not about not around me, but about our aim. And my task to be with the Belarusian people as long as they people need me. Now our people are united as never before, and the regime's trying a lot, you know, to split our unity, but they will fail.
Svetlana Tikhanovskaya, thank you very much.
Thank you.